Hello, it's Marianne here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by John Francis. We continue our news items with worries for residents over horrendous plans for parking fees at a city park. A party of litter pickers collected cash, car pots, and boxes in a city suburb. An exchange street in Norwich has seen taxi drivers protesting and banning of cars, causing problems.
Yes, attendants stopping vehicles driving down Exchange Street have had motorists aiming directly at them, with one guard even being struck by a van. It comes after traffic marshals and a barrier were put in place to stop cars driving down the road between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. when it is pedestrianised. Measures were introduced after Lucy Hall, aged 66, caused queues of honking cars when she blocked the passageway at the start of November. But drivers are still refusing to comply with the marshal on patrol reporting that he was struck by a van. Norfolk County Council would not confirm whether it would be taking extra measures to protect wardens and stop drivers. A council spokesman said the marshals are operating from 10 a.m. in line with the loading restrictions. They're still in place.
Cabbies queued up as car horns blared out to protest the closure of Exchange Street to drivers. Between 60 and 70 taxis turned up to voice their defiance over the decision to pedestrianise Exchange Street by the County Council as part of its Connecting the Norwich Lanes project. Craig Dimbleby, chairman of the Norwich Taxi Association, headed up the protest, which took place in the Guildhall Hill taxi rank. He said the closure of Exchange Street is absolutely ridiculous. This isn't a police state. We can't stop our lads from going to work and earning a living. It's as simple as that. I'm so angry at all of this. Councillor Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure at Norfolk County Council, said the changes at Exchange Street that remove general traffic and create a pedestrian and cycle zone have been in place on a temporary basis for over 2 years. Those protesting were also quick to slam the idea of the taxi rank being moved as part of the city's levelling up bid. Paddy Watson, who has been a black cab driver in the city for 36 years, said the project won't change anything. There's still one way out and people will just have to come further to find us. They can't close Exchange Street. It'll cause absolute chaos. It's already costing customers about £5 more than they should be paying, and it's going to take away our livelihood. We sincerely apologise to the public for any issues, but we've been forced into action.
The director of an award-winning Indian restaurant in Norwich is spicing things up with a new cafe. Jahangir Ali, aged 33, opened Daba at 15 in Maglan Street in 2018, and in 2019 it was named Street Food Restaurant of the Year at the English Curry Awards. Mr. Ali is hoping for similar success with his new business called Mon Chai, which will open in the former home of House Cafe Bar in St. Benedict Street in January 2023. Mon Chai will be a Bangladeshi cafe with the option to sit in or take away, and the drinks include Kashmiri pink tea and masala tea or coffee. There will also be street food snacks such as Bangladeshi wraps. And Mr. Ali said, "The transformation is pretty much complete and I'm very excited to get it open."
People living near Eaton Park have lambasted controversial plans to bring in parking charges at the popular green space. Norwich City Council has moved one step closer to introducing the charges, which could be up to £8 a day. But neighbours living in and around the area are expecting parking to get even worse, with those visiting clogging up their roads. Lila Brassett has lived in nearby Peckover Road for 4 years and said the weekends are already a nightmare. The 70-year-old retiree said, Whether people just walk their dog or visit one of the clubs here, they'll park in the road outside for 2 to 3 hours at a time. It's such a nuisance. If the charges are introduced, it's just going to drive more people to park around the estate. The council says the fees could raise £50,000 a year and help to fill its 6.2 million budgetary black hole.
Norfolk police have warned people not to buy e-scooters as Christmas presents, saying they could land the recipients with a £300 fine or the loss of their licence. E-scooters are classed as motor vehicles under the Road Traffic Act, which means they're subject to the same laws as cars and other vehicles, but privately owned e-scooters cannot be insured or registered as they are not deemed roadworthy, which means it's illegal to ride them anywhere except on private land. Riding a privately owned e-scooter on public land can result in the seizure and destruction of the vehicle, fines of up to £300, penalty points, or loss of licence.
A £5 note, 39 glass bottles, medical tabs, car parts, and a pair of old boxers were among the nearly 70 kilos of rubbish picked up at a city suburb. A community project in Thorpe Marriott saw 29 eager volunteers collect 67.6 kilos of dumped items, many of which were sorted through and recycled. The event was led by Transforming Local Communities, which is a not-for-profit social enterprise that started in July 2019. Stacey Bradley, a director of the project, said, "All of our community litter picks are sponsored by businesses. With the money raised in this project, we are currently funding CCTV and security lighting for those experiencing post-separation abuse. So far, we have organised more than 65 sponsored events across Taverham and Drayton with 373 volunteers. Collectively, the volunteers have rid the street of more than 3,792 kilos of rubbish and removed dangerous items, including knives and axes, from the fine city streets."